Hi, Keith.
Hi, Mr. Wright. Excuse me. I have a question in reference to I'm starting to have prostate issues, getting up a lot, 3 or 4 nights. And I heard it earlier, April report and the green medicine. And I was wondering how I can get that magazine.
Green Medicine Newsletter?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, all the W's, www dot.
Oh, first of all, I don't do any computer. We're a computerless family. I have the old phone. I need a phone number.
Oh my!
Yeah,
for that, I hear you, sir. And I think it's not a bad idea to be that way, given all these data breaches that are keep coming at us all the time. And a lot of folks don't want their information spread all over the internet and taken by advertisers and all that good stuff. Okay, well, then what I can do, sir, I haven't got the, since it doesn't come off and I haven't got the number memorized, but you can find it. See if you can call information in Phoenix, Arizona, or get to that information somehow on your phone. And there's a firm down there called Publishers Management, Publishers Management Corporation. And they're the ones that do have landlines, and they can accept subscriptions to Green Medicine Newsletter over the phone, but that's the only other way other than going online that I know about, calling Publishers Management Corporation in Phoenix.
Okay. Appreciate it. I'll look it up. I have a daughter who lives in Arizona. So.
Oh, there you go. She can help you out.
Okay. That sounds like I don't know at this point. I've tried all these different things that advertise about shrinking your prostate. Nothing seems to work. So,
well, tell me what you've tried, sir. There may be a couple things that I might happen to know about that you haven't tried yet.
Well, they have these prostate things they advertise on the radio, different types. And I tried one from Purity Products, and it didn't do anything. And I tried one from a drugstore. It was supposed to be sort of natural. It didn't do anything, so I'm kind of pilled out on, I don't know what you call them. I can't remember what they just.
Okay. Well, let me tell you about two things then. One of them you can find in just about all the natural food stores, compounding pharmacies, to home dispensary, etc. It's called lycopene. Now, have you heard of that one yet, sir? Lycopene?
No.
All right. Lycopene, oddly enough, is just a red pigment that's found in tomatoes and watermelons. But there actually was a study where guys volunteered to have ultrasounds done of their prostate. Notice it said ultrasound, not x-ray. And that's because they had to have repeated ultrasounds. But what the ultrasound did was told them what size their prostates were. And these were all guys who were having some trouble, and so they did all these ultrasounds. Then half of the group got to take lycopene, and half of the group got to take a placebo. And it's the usual thing. Nobody knows who's taken what until the code is broken at the end. And everybody got their prostate measured with the ultrasound at intervals. And at the end of the whole thing, what they found was that the men who actually were taking lycopene had an average 20% reduction in the size of the prostate gland. And the men who were taking the placebo had just a small increase in the size of the prostate gland, but no reduction at all. Now, lycopene is available in all these places. Go for the bigger dose. Remember, overdosing on watermelon and tomatoes is kind of hard.
Any one brand is better?
There is, as far as I know, Nature's Life is a really good one. And it's a 30 milligram size, sir. Now, I did get a question one time, well, can I just eat watermelons or tomatoes? And I said, sure, as long as you don't mind eating 4 or 5 watermelons over the course of a couple of days, because what they've done is they've really concentrated this red pigment into the capsules. And yeah, so you might try that. And then the other thing you might do is go to these website for Toma Dispensary. Well, if you ever got a chance to drop into the Toma Dispensary, they got something on the shelf called Prostate Formula. Now, that has everything that I could think of. Yes, I did put it together, including some lycopene, but not the big dose. That's the thing. You can't put a big dose of anything in a multiple. Everything in it that I could find that research said helped with prostate symptoms. And what you might consider doing is reading the label and then finding the labels of the two products you've tried and see, well, I've already tried that, or no, there's a bunch of stuff in here I haven't tried. And that's the other thing I'd try. But the simplest is getting the lycopene and seeing what happens to you first, because that one, it's one a day, 30 milligrams, and it did take, remember this study, took 3-4 months, but even so, if that works, it's the simplest.
It sounds excellent. I never heard of an ultrasound of the testicles before. Who does that? Is natural medicine does that?
No, this is ultrasound of the prostate. You told me prostate trouble.
Sorry. I mean prostate. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, that was done. That was actually done at a conventional medical center, sir.
Oh, wow. I didn't know they did that.
Oh, yep, they do. But you see, those never get publicity because you can't patent the doggone things. And so nobody's got the bucks to publicize it. And most of the doctors have been so thoroughly indoctrinated that they must use patent medications that they don't bother to go looking for the research. I'm serious about that. They don't. Oh, by the way, somebody just handed me the phone number for Publishers Management, sir. I'm very, very happy for that. Here it is, 1-800-528-0559. That's 1-800.
Is somebody trying to call? So I got the 528. What was the rest of it?
0559.
559. Thank you very, very much.
You're welcome, sir, and good luck.
Thank you.